Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, God's Agents of Peace, was written by Tim Gustafson. Nora went to the peaceful protest because she felt strongly about the issue of justice. As planned, the demonstration was silent. The protesters walked in powerful quietness through the downtown area. Then, two buses pulled up. Agitators had arrived from out of town. A riot soon broke out. Heartbroken, Nora left. It seemed their good intentions were fruitless. When the Apostle Paul visited the temple at Jerusalem in Acts 21, people who opposed Paul saw him there. They were from the province of Asia and viewed Jesus as a threat to their way of life. Shouting lies and rumors about Paul, they quickly stirred up trouble. A mob dragged Paul from the temple and beat him. Soldiers came running. As he was being arrested, Paul asked the Roman commander if he could address the crowd. When permission was granted, he spoke to the crowd in their own language, surprising them and seizing their attention. And just like that, Paul had turned a riot into an opportunity to share his story of rescue from dead religion. Some people love violence and division. Don't lose heart. They will not win. God is looking for courageous believers to share his light and peace with our desperate world. What seems like a crisis might be your opportunity to show someone God's love. Today's Our Daily Bread scripture reading is from Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through 32, and verse 37 through chapter 22, verse 2. When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, "Fellow Israelites, help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law and this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place." They had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut. While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. And now here's verse 37 through chapter 22, verse 2. As the soldiers were about to take Paul into the barracks, he asked the commander, "May I say something to you?" "Do you speak Greek?" he replied. "Aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolt and led 4,000 terrorists out into the wilderness some time ago?" Paul answered, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no ordinary city. Please, let me speak to the people." After receiving the commander's permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the crowd. When they were all silent, he said to them in Aramaic, "Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense." When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Let's pray. Father, our hearts ache for our broken world. When we feel overwhelmed with all the violence and division around us, please calm our hearts and remind us that even when things seem dire, you are with us, and you will have the ultimate victory. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.